Welcome back to the American Journal. We're getting ready to kick off the second hour of the show. The first hour just flew by. We're very excited to have Drea Humphrey on the program from Rebel News. She did an incredible job at breaking down the very latest going on in Canada. And it's important to pay attention to what's going up to our, well, going on with our neighbors up north again, because folks, it usually happens here. That story that you saw over the weekend, though, about the ostriches being slaughtered, over 300 of them, was just disgusting, disturbing, and just demonic. But it really highlights the communist overreach that's going on right now in Canada and all across the world, and how we get glimpses of it every now and then here in the United States, of course. And it's important that we focus on this. Again, I've been talking about the millions of birds that were killed under the Biden regime, and they use the same excuse. Oh, bird flu. These birds were healthy. There was no reason to kill them. Instead, what did it do? Well, it caused chicken prices to skyrocket. It also caused the price of eggs to skyrocket. There was never any accountability for those who decided to sacrifice American people and literally kill innocent birds for no apparent reason. And it's going on also in Canada. That's why it's really important to pay attention to that. We also told you we'll be, you know, following the updates in regards to the Supreme Court just deciding not to hear or overturn that same-sex marriage. As many of you guys know, that's been a long ongoing, I think since like 2015, battle. So that's coming down. We're waiting for more details. Fox just quickly putting out that one liner there that you see on your screen. So we will follow that as it develops. But over the weekend, the Collin County judge, Judge Chris Hill, he put out a very alarming tweet so that everyone is knowing what's going on right now in Collin County. If you're not familiar, Collin County is located, specifically this area is located in Texas that I am referring to. And it is it was involving a very high-profile case. You probably remember EPIC. EPIC is the East Plano Islamic Center. Well, many have called into question as to why this group specifically purchased about, I think it was 400 acres of land in the region. And they're literally, I mean, all over this country, different groups, but obviously all the same religious belief backing, are the ones who are purchasing massive amounts of acreage all across the United States, mainly in Republican areas. And what are they doing with it? Well, they're looking to build Muslim compounds. And they can't flat out discriminate and say that those who are not Muslim can't live there. So those who are not Muslim will likely have to pay a tax that goes to the mosque. But what's been going on with EPIC is pretty alarming. I know I've gone to the hearing. I was there in front of Judge Chris Hill and watched as he heard from both sides in regards to this. And well, it was quite interesting. I sat in that courtroom, and we'll talk about it with Holly Kessler in just a moment, but I sat in that courtroom and listened to average Americans who live in the area, Texans who have had enough, outline their case. They don't want this 400 plus acres building up into a Muslim compound. And although they have not yet presented any plans, given an outline, blueprint, what they're looking to do, we know that they are in fact looking to build up on land. They've in fact have hired lawyers, a PR firm. Those in the corporate media, they actually gave them a nice little tour of the area, made it seem like it was a great community. You know, I've had the honor of driving through the area with actually Holly Kessler. And you'd be surprised to know that they've actually changed a lot of their street names, and they are Islamic Conquerors. That's who the streets are named after. But again, they say that they're all peaceful people who just want to coexist in a world where they don't want to actually coexist based on their own actions. So it looks like they have a brand new PR push to rebrand. They are no longer EPIC. Moving forward, they want to be referred to, I believe it's The Meadow. Sounds good. Sounds great. But what does it mean? Well, as many of you know, their own Quran says they're allowed to lie to the non-believers because their goal here is to conquer. These aren't people. Again, read the Quran yourself. 109 verses call for acts of violence against those who are non-believers in the Quran. Now, all you have to do, again, is read it yourself if you tend to disagree with me. And maybe you could dispute like 50 of them if you want. But the reality is there's over 109 of them. So it's very hard to push back on all of those, of course. So, of course, if you're living in Texas and in the area, you don't want this happening and popping up near your neighborhood, of course. So we'll discuss in a moment with Holly Kessler in just a second. Folks, a lot going on over here. Make sure you head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now, because we have 25% off site-wide. Still going on. It is our early Black Friday Cyber Monday sale. Head on over to the shop and make sure you indulge. We have methylene blue for a little bit longer. Buy one, get one free.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So there's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
All right, Texans, listen up. For anyone who lives in a red state, this segment is for you because so many people think it's overhyped when we talk about Islam and how it's looking to take over the United States, but all you have to do is pay attention. There's little smoke signals going up all across this country. It's an Islamic takeover. There's no other way to look at it. These people are purchasing land. They're lying to those who are selling them the land, of course. Purchasing up land, purchasing up old churches, and converting them. Now, of course, you could purchase it. They're allowed to legally. Of course. But what's happening here? Well, obviously, it's a takeover. It's a takeover. What other way, when you were sitting here and you were someone who believes in Islam, than to buy up old churches? It's a way to conquer. And many are afraid to talk about it, but we are not afraid to talk about it. The groups that go after those who talk about it do not have me or anyone else I know afraid of it. So let's talk about it. In Texas, my home, Plano, Texas, we are battling it out right now because, folks, Islamists have purchased over 400 acres in East Plano, Texas. They originally were set to call it the development that they were looking to potentially do, according to reports, develop it, and it was referred to in the media as the East Plano Islamic Center, EPIC. Well, it got a really bad rap because, you know, if you're Christian, Jewish, Hindu, or someone, or even a Muslim who doesn't believe in their radical beliefs, there tends to be not this movement to want to coexist with you. So for those who've been paying attention to EPIC, you stood high and you said you do not want EPIC. You do not want it to develop into a Muslim compound. Now, I know because I went to the Collin County hearing on this and I sat there in that courtroom and listened to so many Texans sound off. In fact, there were so many Texans there that they didn't even have enough seats for us. We were actually going to have to make a flood room where everyone else who was unable to get into the courtroom itself was able to sit back and watch from a television. Texans don't want this to become their future, but the problem is these people are purchasing land and you don't find out until it's too late. So what happened in Collin County? Well, there was a judge, Judge Chris Hill, who originally was like, yeah, we're not going to sit here and let you develop right now. And there's a lot of reasons too, besides obviously the religion factor of this. You can't go against the First Amendment. They would win that battle in higher court appeals. But the reality of it is 400 acres is a lot to build on. And the area in question probably can't sustain that many new homes popping up rapidly. The natural resources in the area, it would be a massive mess. But they're now doing rebranding. It is no longer EPIC. No. Take a look at the meadow. This is according to Chris Hill. He posted this up on X over the weekend. And this is their new layout for what they're looking to do, apparently. They haven't yet, according to him, presented him with any type of plan, but it's very clear that this is what they're looking to potentially build up on. Again, it looks like, according to him, that the developers and all of this appear to be getting ready to submit their plans to Collin County for review. So we have to pay attention to this, guys, because they are trying to rebrand this. Also worth noting, as I sat there in the courtroom, people from the EPIC side did come in. And I was shocked to see that none of them appeared to be practicing Muslims. Obviously, there was a female there. She was not covered. She appeared to be white. Didn't sound like she was a believer in Islam, but just sounded like she was hired. According to people in the room, again, these are just opinions. She was not Muslim. And they have a habit of doing this, hiring outside groups to go out there and to fight for them because most people don't understand what's actually going on here. So keep that in mind. But there's a big PR push to go after anyone who sits there and will counter their plans to build in the East Plano Islamic Center region. And it's deeply, deeply concerning. Joining me to discuss is my good friend, Holly Kessler. She's the founder of Kessler Consulting. Holly and I, you know, we might have done a little drive-through to the area just a couple of weeks ago, and it was quite the enlightening experience when we were driving through, Holly, and we're realizing a lot of these neighborhoods on the outskirts, as we're driving through, of course, are named after Islamic conquerors, and so it doesn't feel like they are trying to coexist. In fact, it feels to me, as someone in my opinion, it feels to me like they're trying to make it very clear that they are here and this is now their land and the rest of us just have to get in line. But Holly, I want you to kind of break down this story, because we're seeing that there's a new PR firm involved in all of this. Is it that they really are just trying to kind of reangle it, or do you think that they are trying to now become more welcoming to others?
Well, I think you said it. Well, first of all, hey, Brianna, and thank you for having me on. Yes, we had quite the fun night, and we stuck out like a sore thumb. So they're not here to assimilate. And I think you pretty much nailed that when you were talking about the way they named their streets, and they're not very welcoming. And so this, what's going on that we're seeing with the rebranding, I think is no different than when any company rebrands. I think they have an incredible marketing strategy. They know that Epic Center is being called out. I spoke about it when I spoke up in Cobb County at the Madison Forum recently, tying in the Epic Center out in Texas to the Epic Center over here in Georgia. And so you know, it's, they know the pressure is on and the heat is on, and they've got to do something if they want to continue. But I do not believe, Brianna, that they are going to be here to assimilate into American culture. I think it's the same exact thing that they're wanting to do. And what we're seeing is infiltration and a takeover of America, and it's time for Americans to wake up.
Yeah, it is time for them to wake up. And I get the fear tactics and the strategy that those on the other side like to use against us. There is Amy Mack is like my great example. She is an incredible patriot, loves this country, and doesn't really side with any religion, just knows that specifically this is extremely toxic and it is going to lead to the demise of this country. And she does her legwork in uncovering a lot of this, because, you know, they don't like the fact that Amy, a lot of her work is digging through their own comments and pulling things out that they're saying to their own followers on social media. Not only on social media, though, when they're having their services, she pulls those out because a lot of them are live stream, and they just don't like that. Here in Texas, though, we have a massive problem, Holly, and you've been uncovering a lot of it and digging into it. Why is it that Texas, which I'm told is supposed to be a heavy red state, has allowed, this isn't just Plano too, by the way, folks, this is happening up in Houston and other areas throughout Texas. Why does Texas have this current problem?
You know, it's a great question, because I mean, I'm with the rest of the country going, Texas? Wait, what? You know, it is crazy. And Amy Mack, I just want to say real quick, I'm glad you brought her up in the RARE Foundation. She has done an absolutely amazing job. All of y'all that have a larger following and helping bring eyes and attention to this have really just been absolutely incredible. So thank you for that. But it really is unbelievable. And the only thing that I can say is there is a lot of money, a lot of power involved in backdoor deals. Now, I'm not specifically accusing anybody of any specific thing, so I want to be clear, because I've already been threatened to be sued. you know, so you got to make sure that you're clear on the facts. But the facts remain is that there's a problem. And while we're not seeing, you know, Texas officials stand up and address this, I mean, they say they are. But again, it's just words. There's never any hardcore action in why these things aren't being stopped. And I actually commend Judge Hill for coming out. I don't know which side of the aisle that he is on, but I do know he's been pretty transparent about this community, this city and community center there in Collin County. And I do commend him for doing that, because a lot of times we see things like this just pop up and start to happen. If you don't have, you know, you and Amy Mex and, you know, me, people doing research and trying to expose these things and bring light to it. A lot of times our politicians are not going to do it. I just found out in Georgia, we have 5 resolutions from the Senate and 2 in the House, and more planned to pass through this legislative session, you know, all surrounding the Islam situation. And so those are things that if you're not really paying attention and digging into them, and staying on top of it, people aren't going to be, you know, they're not going to be aware of it. So Texas Texas really needs to wake up because y'all got a problem. And like you said, Brianna, I think it's important to note, you know, I'm over here in Georgia and I'm seeing things. You're out there. And so when we were out there and riding around, I mean, I'm over here in Georgia and screaming for y'all out there that there is a problem. And the elected officials need to wake up too and realize whatever might be going on behind closed doors, whatever you think you're going to make this deal, or you might get a little bit of extra money or donations here. You need to be thinking about your kids and your grandkids in the future, because it's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a problem. It's time for Texas to wake up and put a stop to all of this.
Yeah. I mean, they're even changing over the food. I believe I've read that the local school district over there is now serving food that caters to them, of course. And, you know, that's not acceptable. I mean, it's just not acceptable. We demand more as Texans than our taxpayer money going to this. And I know locally our Plano mayor, the Plano Police Department, which obviously I am not fans of, they have coddled up to these people. And even our governor, Amy Meck, uncovered the fact that our taxpayer money, and even, you know, the Texas representative, Brian Harrison, backing up her reporting that our taxpayer money is actually going to these mosques, and that should not be happening. You know, again and again and again, these people do not want to coexist with us. They are just looking to take over, and it's to conquer the United States. And we are helping them do just that. But the reality is Holly, is people in red states need to wake up. You know, you don't think it's going to happen to a red state. You think this is happening in blue states. But the reality is as a red state, we have low regulations. So obviously that's quite desirable. And we also don't do that whole LGBTQ propaganda in our public schools, which is something we as conservatives and those who believe in Islam are individuals who could probably actually find that as common ground. So we're finding that these people are popping up in our communities. And it's not as obvious as one would think, because they don't tend to leave their areas. As we saw when we were driving through Epic, the area itself, it's pretty easy to stay in that little hub, because they have their own supermarkets, restaurants, and there's really no reason to go outside of there. So for those who doubt that this is happening in your community, I would remind you all that take a look and make sure and show up to your local meetings. But in Georgia, you guys are having this fight as well. And as you just kind of cited, there's a lot on the agenda, but again, so many people are afraid to talk about it. But I want to talk about your recent House race, because there's an individual named Muhammad Ali Akbar. Now, if that doesn't sound like a red flag, I don't know what else will, Holly, but I'll let you detail this story, because this is an election that you are actually following.
It is, and we have quite a few of them here. We have a group. I'm sure Texas has one. I'm sure they're all over the country, so just look it up. Ours is Peach State Muslims. You know, we're Georgia, so we're the Peach State. And they've been very active, very diligent on, you know, the grassroots, getting on the ground, door knocking, handing out flyers, literally trying to convert people. They're doing it at Stone Mountain Park, you know, a national park. And so, so this particular race, it's a 19-year-old, well, I say he's 19, he's probably closer to 2021, a junior at Kennesaw State University, came out of nowhere, no background, no history, very little social media. Muhammad Ali Akbar, like you said, very, I mean, you know, the name couldn't be any more perfect for that case scenario, but, you know, just a lot of questions surrounding him. Where did he come from? He's part of this group that is very heavily tied into CARE, and we know who CARE is. We know all about them and their relationships with the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, and so he's now in a runoff, in House District. It's in Gwinnett. I need to look it up. Let's see, House District 106 for the House of Representatives. There you go. You got it right there. Yep. So he's in a runoff, and I think that's December 2nd, I believe it is the runoff. But we need to be waking people up and getting them to understand that, you know, you've got a problem here. They are slowly infiltrating. Well, they're infiltrating. And well, I say slowly now, it seems like it's more of a little bit of a rapid pace. That it's happening across the board, being that they just swept the nation with every race they were in. But, you know, it's time we get eyes on this and party politics. This is not something that, you know, plays into party politics. This is going to affect America as a whole and every single person. And I know the country is very divided on this, but as crazy as it sounds, I've even thrown out there, hey, we've got to see what we can do to help this Democrat candidate run, you know, the real Democrat candidate, not the infiltrated Democrat candidate, because we are seeing this across the country and it's a mess. So I greatly appreciate you bringing this up and helping us put some eyes on this. It's right around the corner.
Yeah, and I want to keep focusing on Georgia because, again, most people don't even realize that this is happening. And you mentioned CARE. You know, CARE has dealt with allegations, those accusing them of being associated with the Muslim Brotherhood. I know here in Texas, Chip Roy is someone who is looking to go after their tax exemption status, I believe it was, and he's put up legislation on that, or he's looking to possibly put up legislation on that front, I believe it is. And there's a couple of people who are going after them over the allegations they're accused of. But CARE fights back, and they fight back pretty hard. Hard against anyone who's critical of them or voices any type of concerns. And it's just so concerning to me because it's something we haven't really seen. There's been plenty of allegations made about them. And instead of laying out the facts for the rest of us to see, they get extremely vicious. And with Lawfare, I've seen it time and time again, my friends reporting simple things that they deem as being factually true. And instead of offering a rebuttal, they are often finding themselves to be political targets and targeted by the organization, being called out specifically. I've heard them call out Amy Meck's name several times. And they tend to teeter across a very thin margin of what defamation is and what's not. And it's really concerning. But this just seems like, you know, it'd be one thing if this was a group we could find common ground with and was looking to have a conversation, but it doesn't seem like that's the case. And I'm deeply, deeply concerned about that. And so when Chip Roy steps in and makes these allegations as well and is looking to possibly change how we as Americans view them, and especially legally, I mean, I am on board with that. I think that we need to actually have a serious conversation. And I welcome any opportunity for them to defend themselves. If they truly believe that they are being misrepresented through the media and through other politicians. I would recommend that. But I also want to talk about what's happening in Georgia, because again, we're watching as there's a lot of Muslims who are sweeping through these elections. We saw on Tuesday, obviously, what happened in New York City. I've been covering that extensively. This is an individual who does not, I mean, he was not a U.S. citizen when he was planned to run for mayor. We know that through video that was pushed out by Stephen Crowder's team, and it was promoted back in 2014. He was their mayoral pick, and then in 2018, he became a U.S. citizen. So we're seeing as people who are not citizens in this country are running for office. We also saw what happened in Virginia. The lieutenant governor is also a Muslim as well. And again, I normally wouldn't care, but the reality of it is there's one side that has declared war on the West, and it's not us, obviously. It's not Christians. It's not the Jews, not the Hindus. It's literally Muslims. And, you know, there's obviously not all of them, Holly, I have to say, are violent individuals, and I'll end this rant pretty quickly, but not all of them are violent individuals, but they also don't speak out when violent individuals or those who declare war on the West say things like that. What's going on with our elections? Because again, we saw a big sweep, and not many people are talking about it. Not people want to call it the consistency here.
Well, and I don't know, Brianna, if, you know, we're nice. We're too nice, I think, sometimes. And we've been too comfortable and too welcoming. And, you know, especially me, I could say that being from the South, you know, because we're always welcoming and wanting to entertain and want to love everybody. But we're in a situation, like you said, where these are people who do not like America. I mean, they literally chant death to America on our own streets, you know. And so so it's a problem. And it's very clear when you start looking at it and you realizing what is going on across the nation, it's very clear. And I don't know what it's going to take for people to start standing up. I know some people are scared. I've built out a group here. We're a small, very small group right now talking about it. But I've been raising awareness about what's going on in Georgia. We had somebody even running on the Republican Party ticket just as a local county chair here. And her grandfather is the founder of Jamaat-e-Islami. And we were able, you know, once we uncovered that, we started tracking and looking at all sorts of different things. And those are actually on, I want to throw this website out there too. It's counterdawah.com. So counterdawah.com. And all of those reports are on there. Lots of good information. So I encourage anybody to go through that, share that stuff with your legislators. People have got to start talking about it. Even if you're just sharing, you know, Brianna, that's the website. Even if you're just sharing the information to friends, family members, your legislators or local officials. I've been doing all of that. That's not necessarily doing what we're doing and coming out. You know, I don't expect everybody to do that, but everybody is going to need to take part in helping waking people up, because that's the biggest thing. People are not awake to what is really going on and the seriousness of this situation. And it is very, very serious.
No, it is very serious. And just to highlight, too, for the fact that I know, Holly, that you're doing this because you truly believe in it. You're not being paid by any foreign countries to do this. And I could say that myself
not
as well.
Paid at all.
Well, that's the thing. And I don't take any money from any foreign countries either. I've been offered from both sides, both you know, trips and all these other things. So I've been offered and I've declined everything because I truly believe that this is a threat. I don't need anyone to motivate me financially in any means. So that's just something we want to throw out there too, because I know those who are critical tend to say that there's a financial incentive involved in putting this information out there, and there isn't one. This is something that we truly believe is a very important issue. While we got you here, though, I want to talk about Fulton County, because obviously there's now this DOJ intervention, and we know that there's been plenty of letters sent back and forth to Fannie Willis's office in regards to a lot of her vacations that she loves to pay for. And we don't know, again, if it's taxpayer money or if it's own personal money, of course, but or campaign funds. But she's being asked a lot of questions from the DOJ. What's the very latest on that?
Yeah, so Fannie is supposed to be testifying. She was actually supposed to testify at the Senate prosecuting attorney's qualification commission that we have set up. So it's really a senatorial panel here. She had some excuse, couldn't make it. You know, it's always fun times, times with Fannie Willis. So couldn't make it. So they're going to reschedule that. But the DOJ has stepped in. And she, you know, I don't know if you know this, she was just removed. Her and her entire team was removed from the Elector case. Of course, that's breaking from Ed Martin last night, early this morning, that they have a pardon has been given to all of the Georgia electors. And then quite a few across the country. You know, I think it was Tyne in Michigan and some other people. So that was awesome breaking news. But yeah, the DOJ is stepping into Fulton County and telling them that, you know, you've got to comply with this order, and we want to see the ballots. We want to look at what happened in Fulton County, and they are just not, I mean, they're just not doing it. I just published a video, and hats off to Julie Adams. You know, she's a board member in Fulton County, the only Republican board member. And so she's sitting in there with those ladies, and she says, listen, I'm just a board member. I'm just asking questions. Are the ballots there? and you know, you could kind of see, you know, they're getting real nervous, and it really is wild to see how far they will go for the cover up. And it really just is unbelievable. After all these years, it's like, you know, just comply. If there's nothing there to hide, just let's just do it and get it over with and be done with it, you know. But they are pushing back hardcore. So it's going to be really interesting. I don't think the DOJ is very happy or going to be very happy with what Fulton County is going to continue to try to do. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. All eyes on Georgia.
All eyes on Georgia. And by the way, folks at home, if you wonder how I met Holly, I met her on my very first day working over at Lindell TV. And we came down, we were with Mike, of course, and we came down and I met you, and you were a fireball from the very beginning, pushing for election integrity. In fact, I actually might have not been allowed into the Capitol, the Georgia Capitol, but as a journalist, a media outlet individual. So I put down the microphone, we put down everything that I had, and I picked up a box and walked in there with you guys to provide them with affidavits, which alleged potential election fraud. And we dropped them off for the governor, Kemp, of course. And we've been causing quite the stir, thousands and thousands of affidavits dropped off. They didn't like it. But the reason for me telling you the story is Holly is a fighter. You've been fighting this battle for quite some time when it comes to election integrity, especially in Georgia. So folks, if you haven't done so already, give her a follow on X as well, because you are someone who is fierce, you are a fighter, and you don't back down. That's the kind of people we need on our team, of course. So Holly Kessler, thank you, of course, for joining me, and give her a follow on X, folks. We appreciate it when you do. HM Kessler, of course, on X. Thank you, Holly.
Thank you.
All right, folks, if you haven't done so already, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. We have 25% off site-wide right now for our early Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, of course. And then it is buy one, get one free on methylene blue. So head on over to the shop and grab it while you still can. Only a couple of hours left on that sale, of course. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. More underway.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's good, right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on like my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's like, amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in and go, this person, you're paying them. But like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to like the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, this is not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. Nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're taking your calls on the story that we cover today. On today's show that you want to talk about, we want to keep it to the core of what we talked about thus far. Give me a ring, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. I'll be flipping back and forth, covering more stories, taking calls. We keep things interesting over here. Plus, we got our eyes on the White House right now as President Trump prepares to meet with the so-called Syrian leader. We'll bring that to you when that begins. It's expected to possibly take place in roughly maybe 25 minutes, 27 minutes. So we're keeping our eyes on the White House as well. But, you know, there's a lot going on with air traffic control. We've been reporting what's going on at the airports, but more specifically, the Secretary, obviously, of Transportation, Sean Duffy, is sounding the alarms on all things related to that. And President Trump also just put out a post just a moment ago. But I wanted to get to what Sean Duffy said yesterday first, because in clip six, it's really important for you to hear what he's saying in regards to these air traffic controllers. Take a listen.
So first off, yesterday we had 81 staffing triggers with air traffic controllers across the airspace. You reported there was a whole slew of cancellations and delays across the airspace. That trend line is getting worse, right? More controllers aren't coming to work day by day the further they go without a paycheck because Democrats refuse to pay them. And so as I look 2 weeks out, as we get closer to Thanksgiving travel, I think what's going to happen is you're going to have air travel slow to a trickle. As everyone wants to travel to see their families, I think we're going to see air traffic controllers, very few of them coming to work, which means, yes, you'll have a few flights taking off and landing at our different airports across the country. But the thousands of flights that happen every day to move people around the country for this great American holiday, it's not going to happen. You're going to have massive disruption. I think a lot of angry Americans, and I think we have to be honest about where this is going. It doesn't get better. It gets worse until these air traffic controllers are going to be paid.
Okay, so you have that there. Now let's take a look at what President Trump says, because it kind of sounds like when my dad is yelling at me a bit and he's not happy. And he says specifically he is not happy. But first things first, some positive news. I will be recommending a bonus of $10,000 per person for their service to this country for those that did nothing but complain and took time off, even though everyone knew they would get paid in full shortly into the future. I am not happy with you. You didn't step up to help the U.S. and against its fake attack from Democrat, of course. That's what he goes on to say. He says, you will have a negative mark, at least in my mind, against your record. If you want to leave service in the near future, please do not hesitate to do so with no payment, of course, of severance of any kind. So President Trump not happy with those who are not showing up to work. Again, Secretary Sean Duffy, he understands that a lot of people are having to work a second job to put food on the table. But President Trump, again, reminding you all that this is a Democrat shutdown, not something that you should blame on Republicans. Folks, if you haven't done so already, you want to give me a call, give me a ring, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We'll be taking your calls, of course, in just a few moments. I'm going to go through some stories, and then we'll have back and forth. I'll do a little phone answering, a little story follow-up with, of course. So definitely we'll start that in just a moment. So again, give me a call, 877-789-2539. Oh, let's keep talking about the stories. Well, I told you guys we're watching the White House right now. Specifically, President Trump is supposed to meet with the so-called leader of Syria. I keep saying so-called because he is an Al-Qaeda terrorist. He, according to these, I don't even understand how we're going to do this with a straight face. They keep putting the word former Al-Qaeda leader. I don't think there's anything as such a thing as former. Personally, my personal opinion, I actually think it's a disgrace that we have allowed an Al-Qaeda leader into the White House. Into the White House. We literally just had a bounty on his head. It's been a little over a year, $10 million. This is an individual who sat back and watched as Christians in Syria were slaughtered. So am I happy about this? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Ahmed Al-Shar is the individual who's now making his way into the White House. He was shooting hoops with members of our military over the weekend. We saw videos of that circulating online. And now today, in about 20 minutes, he's going to be making his way into the White House. Not happy about this, folks. He doesn't even do a convincing job to tell you that he actually is not a terrorist. I've not seen any convincing evidence that he isn't anymore. Doesn't want to kill us. Folks, in case you're wondering, if you haven't read the Quran, I'd highly recommend you do just that, because it literally allows them to lie to us non-believers. From jail jihadist to Oval Office. What an absolute disgrace. There's nothing beneficial to any of this. Nothing. Nothing. Now, of course, we are helping him when it comes to sanctions. The U.S. has lifted sanctions ahead of the meeting today. So we've also advocated for him to not have sanctions at the U.N. level either. Our officials doing just that last week. And according to Sarah Adams, as many of you guys know, she at one point worked for the CIA. She's saying that the ICE raids that you're seeing in Syria taking place that are popping up all over the internet, she's telling you, yeah, those are fake. Those are fake. They're not actually going after ISIS terrorists. ISIS terrorists. She's saying it's fake and it's staged. You can share that crappy report if you want to, or you could know the truth. That's according to Sarah Adams, of course. So I'm not a fan of this, but we will cover it. Again, I do not insert my bias into these reports. So when we do see that the both of them are meeting at the White House, we will bring that to you. All eyes right now on the White House, of course. First, let's take some calls. If you haven't done so already, give me a ring. 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Give us a call. First one up, though, my buddy, Mr. Savage Dog in Georgia. Savage Dog, welcome to the show. We're happy to have you back. Let's see if he's there.
Tripoli, we will fight our country's battles. Hey, happy birthday, Marine Corps. 250 years. Good night, Chesty Puller, wherever you are, buddy.
Well, my friend, I knew you were going to do that, and so I was waiting for you to call into the show, and that's why you're the first one up. Thank you for that. We appreciate it, of course. What's going on your side of all of this? Are you celebrating today?
Heck yeah. Shoot. My birthday, my birth mother birthday was yesterday. My Marine Corps birthday is today, and then got Veterans Day tomorrow. I always got a four-day birthday weekend when I was in the Marine Corps. So, hey, you know I'm rocking it.
Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday. We're excited to hear that. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, we love to hear this, obviously, and I'm going to keep my eye to see how the Pentagon and everyone is going to celebrate as well. But what do you do, Savage Dog, to celebrate?
Well, I'm an old dog now. I don't do what I used to do. I used to go buy a fifth of Jim Beam and start going early. But I can't do that anymore. I'm too old for that mess.
You're not alone.
But now the reason I called, you know, I got a whole page written out on, you know, lawful things we need to do to fight the communists. Mm-hmm. And that's all fine and good. But, you know, I really think what we need to do, the first thing we need to do before we start fighting in Washington, D.C., is we need to make the other half of the Second Amendment great, which is the militias. We need to get the sheriff's departments, everybody who's interested in, you know, back in the 80s and 90s and 2000s, you know, movies and everybody demonized militias as being white supremacists, you know, bunch of drunk rednecks in the woods wanting to, you know, whatever. That's not what a militia is. We need to get the sheriff's departments, and everybody interested needs to call your local sheriff and say, look, we need to organize the militias. We need to have a well-regulated militias to have a stronghold in all these counties, because, you know, once it blows up in the cities, which I don't even know of a big city that you can trust a sheriff's department, but every other county, you know, if you look at the map, like Benny Johnson has on his wall of America, you know, every county that, you know, whether they went red or blue, it's all red. So if we all, you know, we get the well-regulated and trained militias going to stand up and fight, they can't take us. You know, we all stand, you know, someone like me sitting here going, you know, especially on Marine Corps birthday, I swore a sacred oath, and it didn't just last for the 6 years I was in the 90s. That oath lasts forever. You know, I solemnly swear to defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Now we're rife with domestic enemies, both communist and Islam. Those are our two major enemies, and they're just getting foothold after foothold while we're waiting for Washington to push some kind of law or whatever to do something. And, you know, we need a George Washington. Well, how about every county has a George Washington, and then all together we get strong, real strong. And then we get our representatives. We force them to go in there and grow some cojones and in Washington and start writing law instead of capitulating and trying to, you know, whatever the hell they do up there. I don't even know what they do. You know, we need to do grassroots defense of this nation, because we cannot trust Washington or our representative. I got a really good representative, but he's mostly focused on farm stuff, because that's what the, you know, the district is farming. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we got to do it ourselves, and we can't wait on George Washington. He ain't coming, not this time. if we want to save our country, and we got to do it ourselves, we got to stand up and go to our local sheriff and say, look, what can we do to start a militia in whatever county you're in? And then once you get like five or six or seven in a region, then you can get like, all of them can get together. Because a lot of people don't know that the sheriff of a county, his job isn't law enforcement per se. It's to defend constitutional rights. It's totally different. There's a big push for this a couple of years ago. And, to have sheriffs recognize their duty to defend the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So I think it would therefore be their job to organize the militias.
Yeah. Well, by the way, it's worth noting that we're going to actually have Stuart Rhodes in studio tomorrow to discuss just that. As you know, he's the founder of the Oath Keepers. And
where are the Oath Keepers and the 3%ers? And, you know,
You're messing up my tease here, my friend. He's got something to say about that. I think the Oath Keepers are coming back. I think they're coming back.
Outstanding.
Maybe. I won't go too crazy. But all I'll say is that's a question I'm going to ask. And I think Stuart's coming here to talk to me about something. That's all I know.
All right. Well, tell Stuart this Marine said, "Oorah, Semper Fi, brother."
Yes. Yeah. And Stuart's been through the battle. I mean, there's no other.
I met
Stuart while he was sitting in prison. And that's how we became friends. I was literally just, I downloaded an app. I noticed how my mom was a little nervous. And I was messing the J6ers in prison where you could actually text them. You put money on their account, they could text you back and forth. And that's how me and Stuart became friends. And then when he was released, we all went out to celebrate and had dinner. It was a great time, me, him, and Steve Baker. And we all sat down and we had a great conversation. And he is a patriot. So I'm excited to have him in studio tomorrow because that guy is a heck of a fighter. And Savage Dog, you're onto something. Your gut told you something, and you're on to something big. So make sure you tune in tomorrow.
No, ma'am, not my gut. Holy Spirit.
Yes, that's a good one. You got me there. Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate all the incredible things that you do come up with. I have to say, you're a man full of great ideas. So thank you for doing just that. Folks, I'm keeping an eye on President Trump's Truth Social. I don't know how he does it, but he just posted another Truth Social post, and he's advocating again to give low-income to media-income Americans $2,000 each as a way to celebrate the tariffs and the amount of revenue they've brought back in to this country. And then he also says that, you know, whatever's left over is going to go down to paying the national debt as well. So he's got this plan to give Americans about $2,000, it sounds like. Don't know that has any actual legs on it, but it sounds good. It sounds very good. So we're excited to hear that at least. All right, let's turn to Benny in Tennessee, because Benny, I hear you want to talk about the government shutdown. So welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, Benny?
I wanted to do a real quick plug first. I use a bunch of the supplements now. I use the Methylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, Shilajit, the Optimal Human. And I'm about to get my methylene red and my bovine colostrum. And that's taken me from 17 pills, 17 different medications I've had to take a day for quite a long time down to 3.
Wow. That is amazing to hear.
And they've, just as a side little benefit from it, it seems that it's helping my skin feel and look younger.
Wow. Wow. We love to hear that. I don't think people realize how powerful supplements are, and our food doesn't carry the nutrients we actually need. I mean, I know that for a fact too. And I know right now on the website, I believe last I looked, we're still sold out of it, but the methylene red is going to be amazing for you. I literally drink it every day. That's why it's on my desk. It's in my cup. I love it. It definitely helps with brain fog too. So it's definitely one of the great ones. So good on you. And guys, again, just to also add to you, when you head over to the shop, thealexjonesstore.com, it's 25% off site-wide. So now's a great time to jump over and get any of those items that Benny just talked about. So thank you, Benny, for that. That was great.
All right, now about the shutdown. I'm always kind of skeptical about our government. And it seems like anytime there's something like this that gets so much attention on the news, there's something that's not getting enough attention that we're not hearing about. And I'm just kind of curious what you think that might be. I kind of feel like it's this whole Cash Patel, Pam Bondi, gumming up things that should get a lot more attention. I think that should be something that should be first and foremost to get the swamp drained until we can pull the plugs. And they just seem to be standing on the plugs. So in my opinion, that's where it seems to be. We're getting distracted from how much could be happening versus how much is happening. And the government shutdown, I think that's taking so much attention from it when it's right now, it's critical. It's crucial because we've got the ball rolling and we just got to keep the momentum. And I feel like that's something that once the shutdown is done, it needs to be front foremost subject number one, something that really has to be taken care of.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Benny, I think you're right. I mean, the reality of it is I feel like they're running the clock. And I'll focus it more on the DOJ angle from all of it, because my sources who have been in the FBI, who just got back to the FBI, I should say, those who are in the FBI right now, not those under the Biden regime, of course, but those who are there now consistently are telling me the same thing, that they are trying and that it just seems to be falling on dead ears when they try to bring it to the DOJ part. And nothing could really happen, right? The FBI is in charge of the investigative work on all of this. And then when they bring it to the DOJ, that's supposed to be the next tier in going after all these people. And I think what's happening here is you're watching people running the clock. And I don't think that we're alone on this fight. Well, let me sit here and say that seems to be an issue. I mean, we remember just a couple of months ago when there was this very public dispute between, well, I guess it was sources saying that there was a public dispute trying to maybe possibly pop its head out between Dan Bongino and those over at the DOJ in regards to Epstein and so much more. And I think that those frustrations are being heard from those in the White House. President Trump, you have to wonder, why would he open up a position like the co-deputy director over the FBI and then take an attorney over at Missouri, their attorney general, and bring him into the FBI and put him in that position? I think he sees what you see, and that is the potential that someone at the DOJ might be just running the clock. And so you have Andrew Bailey, the former Missouri AG, now over at the FBI, probably because you don't see him on TV. He's probably going through all of this. And if there is a moment where President Trump has to switch, he's got his next man on deck to do just that. Because, listen, the accountability tour needs to happen. It needs to kick up. It needs to ramp up. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like the current pace is acceptable. It is not acceptable. We have a very limited window, and I continue to say this all the time, and now is the time to strike. Now is the time to go after these people. Because if we sit here and we wait too far into this term, then what happens? Well, then you've run the chance of maybe during the election not winning the election as Republicans, and then everything is over. Everything's over. Because, you know, if a Democrat makes their way into the White House and they have all the incentive and reasoning to try to steal the very next election, well, what's going to happen? And we're doing nothing to fight for our election integrity right now. On a federal level, there's not much being done. You see President Trump saying, I want photo ID. I want all these regulations changed. And no one's listening. No one's listening. And so, yeah, I think it's fair to call it out. And I think it's fair to say, why isn't this happening? But we need to continue calling out. Benny, that's a great point you bring up. I want to thank you for calling in. Yeah, the shutdown itself was meant to slow roll this administration, and I don't think it's actually going to work. But here we are, of course. Folks, if you haven't done so already, give me a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We're going to continue taking your calls, of course, into the next hour of the show while I keep my eye in the White House to see when the Syrian leader makes his way in, the Al-Qaeda terrorist. I don't know how else to say it anymore. I'm not going to sit here and soften the blow for you. I strongly am against this. And so we'll keep the truth. We'll keep telling you what's going on, the facts to all of this. Of course, we got our eye on that. I'm going to keep going through stories and switching back and forth. We've got about 4 minutes before we have to go to break, of course. But I want to turn to Josh in North Carolina. Josh, I hear something. There's something you want to talk about in regards to our children. So welcome to the show.
I just wanted to get a hold of you. And I'm going to try to cover a lot real quick with you. I hope you're having a great morning. Good job on the promotion as far as the Pentagon press pass thing. But the focus I wanted to add in was the renaissance of education that needs to occur in America. We need to focus, like what the that dog is talking about, like people need to get out, yes, and militia be involved. But one thing that I do know that is Trump is a doorstop. He is one hell of a golden-plated doorstop. He is letting people do their jobs, like Kennedy, like Tulsi. All of them are getting things done because of this big old doorstop. Now, I would like to encourage people. I'm going to be doing the same in my district, my county, my state. I want to get involved in my own personal politics and political campaigning just because they need more boots on the ground, metaphorically, lovingly, legally. We have to get people involved. They take a minute to do your civil duties and keep up with local government, keep out or get out there and vote. And not only that, run if you're able. A lot of this stuff is part-time jobs, like just showing up, going to council meetings, just being part of your community. And I think it does tie into what you're saying about Islam and all that. Like, I was raised to have the freedom of everything. I could learn anything I wanted. I picked up the Quran and put it down, you know, about the same amount of rate. And I'm just going to say, like, kids these days are not educated. That's why they're acting out, the blue hair, the septum ring, those things. It all makes sense when you see, like, oh, they're told that we're a bunch of big meanies and, you know, just that we started wars.
Yeah. Yeah. Josh, well, first off, thank you. When you opened up, I didn't want to interrupt you, but thank you for those comments regarding the Pentagon passes. We're excited about that. I know the mainstream media is not, but we are for sure. Because we'll get our foot in the door and ask the tough questions, of course. But secondly, I think you're accurate. I mean, I think you're totally spot on when it comes to that. The intention is to control the messaging, and they've done so by taking children, their education hostage, and intentionally not informing them of so many things. I was very worried during the pandemic, to be truthful, because kids are getting used to the government telling them what to do and complying. And very few understand the Constitution and how it works and how they have a right to stand up, to say things, to push back. And they gave that fear-mongering tactic through the pandemic to instill that in the back of their heads, like that was normal. So I think that's also one avenue that I would just like to suggest there too. But I think there's a reason for it. We're watching the rise of communism and children who are, you know, kids who are in their 20s, early 20s, feel like there's no future in this country for them. And so they have to turn to free incentives, and thinking that the billionaire classes in this country have been the ones to do them dirty, when they, in fact, I mean, yeah, there's definitely capital greed, and I'm not going to make an excuse for that, but that isn't a good enough excuse to turn to communism. I mean, communism never works. And so the intentions here are to put these children in a really tough situation, mislead them by believing that happiness doesn't come from starting families, your freedoms aren't valid when there's a pandemic that they've deemed, and they've targeted these children. And so I think the best way to push back is to start informing kids, start educating kids. I know that on yesterday, during service yesterday, they were advocating for, you know, bringing your kids into church and having us educate them, having us have a say in a lot of this. And that's a great way to combat all of this. So yeah, people need to get involved in local efforts, local, obviously going to your counties, going to whether it's county GOP, conservative events, whatever it is, we all need to start showing up. We all need to start showing up because this is a real issue. Real issue. I want to thank you, Josh, for calling in today. Of course, we still got to keep taking your calls. So give me a ring, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We'll be working our way down the list. Of course, I'm keeping my eye on the White House right now to see when President Trump meets with that Al-Qaeda leader, who is now, according to them, the leader of Syria. We also have more stories to dive into, like how President Trump doesn't want fat people gaining access to visas. It's happening, folks. Yes, it is. I'll bring you the very latest on that, of course. Plus, that Ukrainian refugee who was murdered. Well, now the DOJ is investigating it as a hate crime. Harvey Dillon speaking out on that. I'll play the soundbite in just a little bit. Don't go anywhere. There's more to discuss.
You are the reason InfoWars existed. You're the reason we've had so much success. You're the reason the globals hate our guts. I couldn't have done any of this without you. And now we're so close to being shut down. We fought so hard. We never gave up. We never backed down. But they have the state receiver appointed. He was here today. He can shut us down any time. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of November 6th, Thursday, November 6th, 2025. And you have until this Sunday, just 3 days, to take advantage of the biggest sale in the history of the AlexNewsStore.com, which I don't own, but finances the new network and keeps InfoWars on the air so the bad guys can't shut it down. You get great products, the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, collectible knives, and so much more, and you keep this operation on air one way or another. I am the InfoWar, my crew is the InfoWar, the caller, the guest. All of us are the InfoWar. They're not going to shut us down. We're not giving up. The fact that they've come after us so hard is a testament to how far we've come against them. And they know they can't continue to operate. They're going to lose if they don't shut us down. So be the reason we stay on the air. Huge sale, 25% off store-wide on top of huge sales, 50% off with things like ultramethylene blue and more. It ends this Sunday. Take advantage of it right now at thealexshowstore.com. And I salute all of you and thank you for being at the heart of this fight. You are the spirit of 1776 worldwide. You are the resistance.
Truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom.
I'm